إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، Welcome all of you. We continue tonight reading the explanation of عقيدة السلف أصحاب الحديث. The book عقيدة السلف أصحاب الحديث الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله تعالى. The explanation of our beloved Shaykh Al-Walid Al-Allama Al-Doktor Wal-Ustad ربيع بن هادي عمير المدخلي حفظه الله تعالى. We still, because we just started this book, we're still in the introduction of it, in which the Shaykh is making clear the statement of Al-Imam al-Sabuni. Because Al-Imam al-Sabuni, in this introduction, he has mentioned that on his way, because he is from the east, from Khurasan and the east of Asia, well, actually that considered the west part of it, but they are to the east of Saudi Arabia. It's so, he says, on his way to visit the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Shaykh Rabi'a is clarifying this because he don't make intention to travel to visit any grave, including the grave of the Prophet ﷺ. And the Shaykh, he was mentioning that this great alim, even though he mentioned that, but because of his salafiyya, his aqidah of a salaf, what he meant is to visit the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ. And once there, he will give salam to the Prophet ﷺ and Allah. قال هؤلاء السلف السلف في عقيدة السلف that they don't make the intention to travel to visit any grave. Rather, the salaf, they comply with the texts of the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال أما المتأخرون, now we go ahead, أما المتأخرون من الصوفية الخرافيين والروافد فقصدهم الأساس زيارة القبر وإن كان بين القبر والمسجد تلازم لكن القصد الأساسي عندهم زيارة القبر. الشيخ ربيع, after making clear the position of أهل السنة والجماعة as related to traveling with the intention to visit a grave that is not permissible, he says, as for the latter generations from the Sufis who depend on superstition and dreams and fiction and the like, and the Rawafid, the Shia, he said their main purpose when they go to Medina is to visit the grave, not the masjid. That's their main purpose, that's their intention. The Shaykh said, keep in mind now that the grave of the Prophet ﷺ is right there by the masjid, by his masjid sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But still with that, their main purpose, the Rawafid, the Shia, and the Sufis, their main purpose is to visit the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because they used to that. This is from their aqidah. The Rawafid and the Shia from their aqidah, أنهم يعظمون القبور. That they give a great importance and they venerate the graves, والعياذ بالله. والرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام لم يشرع شد الرحال إلى القبور تقربا إلى الله تعالى لا إلى قبره ولا إلى قبر غيره عليه الصلاة والسلام وإنما أمر بشد الرحال إلى المساجد الثلاثة وشد الرحال إلى الجهاد في سبيل الله وإعلاء كلمة الله. شيخ ربيع حفظه الله تعالى, he says, the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم did not legislate for us, did not make it permissible for us to travel with the intention to visit such grave and believing that this is put a person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not even his grave, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not even his grave, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or any of or any other graves. Rather, the Prophet ﷺ, he command that the people travel for the three masajid. For the three masajid. Al-Masjid al-Haram, wa-Masjid al-Nabi ﷺ, wa-Masjid al-Aqsa. Naam, you make intention to go visit one of these three masajid. Also, you travel for the jihad, for the sake of Allah, so that the tawheed be spread amongst the servants of Allah. ثم قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله تعالى وزيارة القبور إنما هي لتذكرنا الآخرة ولندعو لصاحب القبر إذا كان مسلما مات على الإسلام. The Sheikh says, and visiting the grave, now he's telling us the purpose and the wisdom behind visiting the graves. He says, visiting the graves in general, not a specific grave. Visiting the graves, the purpose behind that, because it reminds us of the Akhirah. Because of the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. And also, we make dua for those who are dead Muslims, those who died upon Tawheed, after giving them the salam. And you can ask Allah to forgive them and to accept their deeds and the like. قال فأي قبر عندك أو أي مقبرة تزورها حسب الغرض. سبحان الله. Sheikh Rabi says, any grave that is close to you, any graveyard that is close to you, you visit that grave, that graveyard, for this purpose, to remind you the hereafter. Not a person has to travel and go to another country for a specific grave or graveyard. لا. لهذا لم يندب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أمته إلى شد الرحال إلى المقابر ولو كان هذا مشروعا لأمر بشد الرحال إلى قبر أبيه إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام وقبور إخوانه من النبيين. So for this reason the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did not encourage the Ummah to travel to visit graves. And if this was legislated, the Prophet ﷺ will command us to travel to visit the grave of his father Ibrahim alayhi salam, and the graves of the other prophets alayhi salatu was salam. بل قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في حديث عائشة وعبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهم لعنة الله على اليهود والنصارى اتخذوا قبور أنبيائهم مساجد. Rather, in this hadith that is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, rahimahum Allah, on the authority of Aisha radiallahu anha, and Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the la'na of Allah, the curse of Allah upon the Jews and the Christians, since they take the graves of their Prophet as a places of worship. As a places of worship. قالت Aisha radiallahu anha, يُحَذِّرُ مَا صَنَعُوا. Aisha radiallahu anha is telling us that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned this, warning the Ummah against the actions of the Jews and Christians, so that we don't follow them. So we don't follow them in that. قال هي التي روت هذا الحديث وشاركها ابن عباس يحذر ما صنع اليهود كيف ذلك؟ قال اتخذوا قبور أنبيائهم مساجد. So Aisha, Shaykh Rabi'ah wa ta'ala, says, Aisha then narrated this hadith, likewise Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhum. She mentioned that the Prophet ﷺ is warning his ummah against this action of the Jews. How is that? Because the Jews, they took the graves of their prophets as places of worship. وَلَيَادَ بِاللَّهِ قَالْ فَالَّذِي يَشُدُّ الرِّحَالَ مِنْ أَجْلِ قَبْرِ النَّبِيِّ صلى الله عليه وسلم أو غيره وَيَطْرُدْ مِنْ ذِهْنِهِ المسجد تشبه باليهود. والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا تجعلوا بيوتكم قبورا ولا تجعلوا قبري عيدا وصلوا علي فإن صلاتكم تبلغني حيث كنتم. شيخ ربيع حفظه تعالى says, so as for those who they travel with the intention to visit the grave of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, that's their main purpose from their visit, or any grave other than that of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this person who have the intention to visit the grave, but they forget about the masjid, They forget about actually the right things to be done is that they should travel to visit the masjid of the Prophet, not his grave. He says such people who do this, they imitate the Jews, wal'iyadu billah. They imitate the Yahud. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, do not make your homes as graveyards. And do not take my grave as a Eid, meaning as a place that you will come often. Because al-Eid means al-I'ada, Ya'ud. Do not take my grave as a place that you will come often to it. And send the salat on me, for indeed, when you do so, your salat reach me whenever you may be. You don't have to be there by the grave. Whenever you are, you give the salat on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and it reach him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. الحديث أخرجه الإمام أحمد في المسند وأبو داود من حديث أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه وصححه الألباني في صحيح أبو داود. This hadith is collected by الإمام أحمد in his musnad, likewise أبو داود in his sunan. الإمام الألباني رحمه تعالى declared it authentic, صحيح in صحيح سنن أبي داود. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله: فأهل الضلال تعلقوا بالقبور وشرعوا لها شد الرحال وبناء المساجد والمشاهد وغيرها فضلوا وأضلوا كثيرا وضلوا عن سواء السبيل والعياذ بالله وشابه اليهود والنصارى. He says the people of dalal, of misguidance, those who went astray, now their hearts are attached to the graves. That's why you will find them, they came with so many acts of worship that they have invented والعياذ بالله. From them that you gotta travel to visit this grave and the other grave, and they have a list. They build masajid. The Sufis, they build masajid on their graves, the graves of their so-called sheikhs and maulanas. And mashahid, they do celebrations, they have festivals. Naam, they have festivals in so many countries. They have festivals that are where the Muslims come and celebrate. By doing this and other than these actions, they went astray and they caused many others among the Muslims to go astray. Those who follow them, they find themselves far away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from being misguided. And they resemble the Jews and the Christians by doing so. Rather, the Sheikh says, بل كثير من الخرافيين أشد تعلقا بالقبور الآن من اليهود والنصارى مع الأسف الشديد. The Sheikh says actually they didn't even just resemble the Jews and the Christians. Some Quburis, those who do these actions around the graves, they pass the Jews and the Christians. Not just imitate them, they pass them. قال فقد والله شوهوا الإسلام وجنوا على الإسلام. He says by Allah they misrepresent Islam through their actions. Those who don't know Islam, especially non-Muslim, they blame us, like the mashayikh, they say in other, you know, their lectures and books, they're like, look, they want us to call us to Islam. They do the same thing we do. They worship the graves too. Look, they call upon dead people. So what's the difference between us and between them? Rather, the Christians, they even say, at least they call upon Jesus, a prophet and a messenger. This guy, they call upon somebody who died amongst them. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. And they give a bad image to Islam, which Islam is free, is innocent from their actions. قال الشيخ وليس عندهم شيء من القرآن ولا من السنة يعتمدون عليه فيما يقولون. He says, look, now this is a very important point. The Sufis and Khurafis, and they have nothing from Quran, no text from the Quran, nor from the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallam to support that which they do and they say. Nothing. وإنما يعتمدون على الأحاديث الموضوعة والخرافات والأساطير والمنامات. Rather, they base on what? Because they have to present some proofs to the people. And they mention a hadith, but fabricated a hadith. Lies. They lie on the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And lying on the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a great sin. And they based on khurafat, superstition, fiction, manamat, dreams. التي وضعها لهم أئمة الضلال فأنهكوا الأمة وحولوها إلى غثاء وأبعدوها عن منهج الله الحق. And they follow manahij. They follow certain paths that is laid down for them by the a'imma, the leaders in misguidance, wal'iyadu billah. So they really give bad image about Islam. And even though the Muslims are many in numbers, but they are like the foam. They carry no weight. They like the foam in the ocean. And by doing this and by invading these misguidances and these falsehoods and the like, they turn many people away from the truth, the haqq, the manhaj of Allah and the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثم قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله والله لن يزول هذا البلاء النازل بالمسلمين وهم الآن بالملايين قال بل بلغوا المليار هم أكثر من مليار الآن لن يزول عنهم هذا البلاء تسليط الأعداء عليهم والذل المنصب على رؤوسهم حتى يرجعوا إلى الكتاب والسنة في عقائدهم ومناهجهم. نعم. The Sheikh says, by Allah, the trials and the afflictions that befall the Muslims these days, and they are millions. The Sheikh says, actually they reach a billion. Actually, they are more than that. Actually, they say the Muslims now, they are like 1.3 or 1.4 billion. And even though with this great number, they still under trials. The enemies are around them. They live in humility. And this, he says, by Allah, will never gonna be taken away from them until they turn back to the book of Allah and to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to make these two as the source in their aqaid, in their creed and belief, and in their manahij, in the methodology they follow. ويفقه هذا الدين ويعمل به كما فقهه السلف الصالح. He said, and they should learn the fiqh of this deen to truly and understand by the correct way this deen of Islam and act upon it as it was understood by the Salaf al-Salih. The Sheikh mentioned في عقائدهم ومناهجهم. Somebody may ask a question, هل هناك فرق بين المنهج والعقيدة? Some people, they ask this question. Is there is a difference between manhaj and aqidah? الجواب نقرأه لكم من الأجوبة المفيدة للشيخ الدكتور صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى. We read to you the answer to this question from this book. الأجوبة المفيدة عن أسئلة المناهج الجديدة. Beneficial answers on newly innovated methodologies. Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, page 123. يقول السائل هل هناك فرق بين العقيدة والمنهج؟ قال الشيخ الفوزان حفظه الله المنهج أعم من العقيدة. المنهج يكون في العقيدة وفي السلوك والأخلاق والمعاملات وفي كل حياة المسلم. أن كل الخطة التي يسير عليها المسلم تسمى المنهج. أما العقيدة فيراد بها أصل الإيمان ومعنى الشهادتين ومقتداهما هذه هي العقيدة. The Sheikh says, and answering this question, is there a difference between عقيدة and منهج? The Sheikh says منهج is more comprehensive than عقيدة, than the creed. Why? Because the منهج applies in عقيدة itself. That the person has to have the منهج of السلف in the عقيدة. Likewise in سلوك والأخلاق, in behavior and etiquettes and manners, the path and the methodology the person should be upon, in actions of worship, mu'amalat, dealings and transactions with, and in all of the life of the Muslim. Any path or any methodology and way that a person is upon, whether in aqidah, in ibadah, in actions of worship, in manners, akhlaq, in business, selling, buying, this and that, that's called manhaj. He has a pattern, he has a path and methodology that that person follow. That's called the manhaj. He says, as for the aqidah, what is intended be is the asl al-iman, the foundations, the fundamental principles of iman, and the meaning of shahadatain, shahadat la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, and anything that related to this. This is the aqidah. Now, قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله والسلف الصالح هم الصحابة والتابعون الذين تلقوا الإسلام من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم غدا طريا. When he mentioned that the only way Allah will take this affliction and this humility that is upon the Muslims, the weak, even though they're great in number, but they have no weight. The solution is in turning to the Book of Allah and Sunnah, not turning to the UN, United Nations, the veto of this country or the other, somebody like democracy, wal'iyadu billah. No. To turn to the Book of Allah and to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the source. In their belief and in their creed, in the manahij, and they should understand the deen of Allah and act upon it as it was understood by as-salaf as-salih. And he says as-salaf as-salih, they are the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and those who follow them upon good. Because the Sahaba, they're the one that learned and took Islam from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fresh. The ayah is revealed to the Prophet and he teaches it to the companions. فَلَمْ يَكُونُوا يَتَعَلَّقُونَ بِالْقُبُورِ وَلَا بِالْأَوْلِيَاءِ وَلَا بِقُبُورِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَلَا بِغَيْرِهَا وَلَا بِقَبْرِ النَّبِيِّ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. So the Sahaba and the Tabi'un, their hearts were not attached to the graves or to some righteous people or the graves of the prophets or other than the graves of these prophets, even including the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their hearts were not attached to it like that. فكان أحدهم يأتي من خارج المدينة فيصلي في مسجد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ويصلي ويسلم عليه وهو داخل ويصلي عليه وهو في التشهد إلى آخره وفي بيته وفي طريقه ولكنه ليس متعلقا بالقبر. The Shaykh says, you will find the companions in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, they came from outside the Medina, the outskirts of Medina. They don't live in Medina. And they pray with the Messenger of Allah ﷺ in his masjid. They pray, they give him salam. They give him the salam. Likewise in the tashahud, they send the salat and the salam on the Prophet ﷺ. A person does this in his house. Send the salat and the salam on the Prophet of sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his way and the like. ولكنه ليس متعلقا بالقبر ولا سيما أيام كانت عائشة رضي الله عنها موجودة في الحجرة التي فيها القبر. فلم يكن أحد يدخل على زوجة الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام. ولم يذكر عن أحد من الصحابة رضي الله عنهم أجمعين أنهم كانوا إذا قدموا من سفر يأتون قبر النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام إلا ابن عمر فقط رضي الله عنهما. The Shaykh Rabi حفظه تعالى, he says, the Sahaba, their hearts were not attached to the grave. They just come and sit by the grave and look at the grave and spend a lot of time sitting by the grave and looking at it like the Sufis and the Rawafid do. They go to Medina and they camp by the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and spend many hours humbling themselves, crying. They have khushu', they even have it in salat. He says, even in the time when Aisha radiallahu anha, she was still alive, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was buried in her house, in her room. No one will enter to that room to spend some time in beside the grave of the Prophet ﷺ. No one. It is not mentioned actually that none of the companions, Ridwanullahi alayhim, that they used to, for example, when they return from a journey, there is no narrations that they used to come to the grave of the Prophet ﷺ first. Except for Ibn Umar, they says. Except for Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. Alone. فإنه كان إذا قدم من سفره أتي قبر النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام فيسلم على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى أبي بكر وعلى أبي عمر رضي الله عنهم ويمشي. So except for عمر ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما عبد الله ابن عمر. When he used to come back to Al-Madinah from a journey, he used to go to the grave of the Prophet, by the grave of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, give him salam. السلام عليك يا رسول الله. And give salam to Abu Bakr, and give salam to his father, Umar radiallahu anhu, and he leave. وَأَمَّا بَقِيَّةُ الصَّحَابَةِ فَلَمْ يَكُونُوا يَأْتُونَهُ. He says, as for the Sahaba, the companions, the rest of the companions, they didn't do this. They come back from a journey, they don't go to the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and give salam, لا. قال والحديث والنص الصحيح على ذلك في مصنف عبد الرزاق. He says, the sound text on this is in the Musannaf of Abd al-Razzaq. Yani Abd al-Razzaq al-San'ani, one of the great imma of hadith. And he's the one, he was in Yemen, he's the one that Imam Ahmed, rahimahullah ta'ala, traveled all the way from Iraq to Yemen to hear hadith from him. He's al-Imam عبد الرزاق الصنعاني صاحب المصنف. So he's mentioned in his مصنف. فقد روى عن معمر عن أيوب عن نافع قال كان ابن عمر إذا قدم من سفر أتى قبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا أبا بكر السلام عليك يا أبتاه. الإمام عبد الرزاق in his مصنف he narrated on from معمر from Ayyub, from Nafi', who says that Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, when he used to come from, return from a journey, he used to go to the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and give him salam. Say, Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. And then he move a little bit and say, Assalamu alayka ya Abu Bakr, Assalamu alayka ya Abata. He don't say, Ya Umar, that's his father. And then he say, Assalamu alayka, O father. Meaning his father Umar radiallahu anhu. Because in the room of Aisha, the house of Aisha, the Prophet ﷺ was buried in there. Then Abu Bakr, he was buried next to the Prophet ﷺ, and next to Abu Bakr was buried Umar radiallahu anhu. They're the only one that buried in there, nobody else. قال معمر فذكرت ذلك لعبيد الله بن عمر فقال ما نعلم أحدا من أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فعل ذلك إلا ابن عمر. Ma'mar, he mentioned that to Ubaidullah ibn Umar. And he says, we don't know, we have no knowledge that anyone else from the companions of the Prophet ﷺ used to do this except Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. We'll take advantage of this. Sometimes we tell you who are the scholars by just reading to you a little bit biography on them, like Ma'mar. Who's Ma'mar? Is one of the narrators in here. Inshallah, share with you. هو معمر بن راشد الأزدي. هو معمر بن راشد الأزدي البصري الإمام. He was Imam, not Imam in the Masjid in Salah. Imam in the Deen, great scholar. Hujjah. These titles are not just to, they're not labeled the person put on his chest. أحد علماء اليمن, one of the great scholars of Yemen. ولد سنة 95 أو 96 الهجرة. They said he was born whether 95 or 96 of the Hijra. حدث عن الزهري وقتادة وجماعة. He narrated hadith from Zuhri, Imam Ibn Shihab al-Zuhri. from the Tabi'een and Qatada and other than them. وروى عنه الثوري وشعبة سبحان الله وعبد الرزاق وآخرون. Look who he listened to and took hadith from, and look who take the hadith from him, subhanallah. And as for those who narrate the hadith from his way, Sufyan al-Thawri wa Shu'ba and Abdul Razzaq himself, Sahib al-Musannaf, and other than them. Qala Abdul Razzaq, katabtu an Ma'mar 10,000 hadith. Abdul Razzaq, Sahib al-Musannaf, he says, he wrote from Ma'mar 10,000 hadith. وهو أول من ارتحل إلى اليمن في طلب الحديث. Said he was the first one to travel to Yemen to seek hadith and to learn hadith. مات سنة 153 للهجرة. He died in the year 153 of the Hijra رحمه الله. As this is taken from تذكرة الحفاظ وجرح التعديل, سير إعلام النبلاء, الإمام الذهبي, and other than that. Sheikh Rabih, he says, As-Sahaba, As-Salaf, من الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان كانوا متعلقين بالقرآن وبالسنة وبسيرة هذا الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وبالجهاد لإعلاء كلمة الله. لم يتعلقوا بقبر الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا بقبر أبي بكر ولا بقبر عمر ولا بقبور غيرهم من شهداء الصحابة الذين قتلوا في ساحات القتال. Sheikh Rabih, he says, the companions' hearts was attached, and themselves, they were attached to the Quran and to the Sunnah. That's what they were attached to. And they were attached to the seerah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the jihad, fi sabilillah, to spread tawheed. They were not attached to the grave of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, spending hours and days by the grave, just sitting there in the dark like the Sufis do and the Rawafid. They were not attached to the grave of the Prophet ﷺ, nor to the grave of Abu Bakr, or the grave of Umar, or any grave from the Shuhada, the martyrs amongst the companions, who they died on the battlefields. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه تعالى من يعرف قبور الصحابة الآن. And who knows for real every single grave of the companions of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال لو كان هناك عناية بالقبور لشيد عمر وعثمان وعلي قبور أصحابهم. He says, if really this is correct to take good care of the graves, you will find Umar رضي الله عنه did it. And Uthman and Ali, they will take good care of the graves of their companions. لكن العناية بالقبور ليست من الإسلام, إنما العناية بالعقائد والمبادئ وما خلدوه من الأعمال والفتوحات, هذه التي تدرس ونأخذ منها السيرة ونسير على نهجهم رضوان الله عليهم. شيخ says rather the importance was not on the graves, it is not from Islam for the Muslims to focus on the graves and most spend most of their times and energies and resources on graves like the Sufis do these days and whoever follow them amongst the ignorance of the Muslims. Rather, he says, the focus is on the creed, the belief. That's what the focus should be upon. You want to spend some time? Don't spend by the grave of so-and-so. Spend it on the aqidah, studying the aqidah and the creed of the Muslims. Focus and spend resources and energy and time on those principles that they lived upon and they left for us, and that which they have left for us from many righteous deeds and the futuhat and all those conquests that they have reached in many places. They didn't camp by the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No, the companions, they traveled to Yemen, to Egypt, to Africa, to Iraq, to Khurasan, to India, all over the place spreading the deen of Allah. They didn't camp. If there is any benefit, and if he was from Islam, to spend days and hours by the grave of the Prophet, they won't leave. And that's what we should, he says, study. And we should teach. That's what should be taught. The seerah of these noble men, the companions of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we should adhere to the path they were upon, ridwanullahi alayhim. Qala Shaykh al-Shahid, after this he says, imma anna hadha zallat lisan min al-mu'allif, يعني قوله قاصدا زيارة قبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقصده غير هذا ولا ينبغي. He says, however, after he mentioned, alhamdulillah, he brings us the what is the correct position on visiting the graves and the like. He mentioned that, however, the statement of Imam al-Sabuni when he says that he's traveling to visit, while he was traveling to visit the grave of the Prophet ﷺ, this is a mistake of his part. It's a mistake of his part. However, his intention is other than this. His intention that to visit the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ, but his tongue made a mistake by saying, and see now how the ulama think good about the ulama of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. قال لأن هذا الرجل ليس بمعصوم وكل يأخذ من قوله ويرد. شيخ ربيع حفظه الله تعالى, he says, this man, which is Imam al-Sabuni, he's not infallible. Every man to take from their statements or to reject them. You take what agrees with the haq and reject what does not agree with the haq. قال ولكن لحسن ظننا به ومعرفتنا بمنهجه وعقيدته رضوان الله عليه وعلى إخوانه نعتقد أنه لا يمكن ألا يخطر بباله مسجد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, بل مسجد الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام في ذهنه, بل في ذهنه قبل قبره صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Shaykh says, however, because we think good about this Imam, Imam al-Sabuni, and since we know his manhaj and his aqidah, his manhaj was the manhaj of al-Salaf and the aqidah of the Salaf, he says, we believe that it is impossible for this man to visit the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ would not occur on his mind. But rather, that's what it was in his mind, to visit the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ before his grave. ثم قال الشيخ, now he mentioned the etiquette, Shaykh Rabi'a, on visiting the grave of the Prophet ﷺ. قال والذي يزور مسجد الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام يأتي قبره صلى الله عليه وسلم ويسلم عليه وعلى صاحبه. If a person in Medina by the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ, that person go to the grave because he walk is right there, and give the salam on the Messenger of Allah ﷺ. السلام عليك يا رسول الله. Likewise, he gives the salam to his two companions that are next to his grave, Abu Bakr and Umar. وَيَزُورُ قُبُورَ أَهْلِ الْبَقِيَةِ. Now the Shaykh is telling us what is permissible to visit in Medina. Because now أهل الخلافات والضلال والبدع يَزُورُونَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Even McDonald's, some people think that is special. Is McDonald's in Medina? It's not like McDonald's in Virginia. No, that's different. It's in Medina. Same burgers, man. Same French fries. Same bun. Same sign. But the Khurafiyun. Khurafiyun. Hey, subhanAllah. The kufis that they buy from Medina, they think, no, this kufi has something special than the one you buy from Egypt. They're all made in China, by the way. They're all made in China. Allah al-Musta'an. So now the Shaykh, because if you go for Umrah and Hajj, especially for Hajj, you will find a lot of people, that's their business, wal-iyadu billah. And the ulama, they mentioned this. I heard many of them. Shaykh Abdul Muhsin al-Abbad, Shaykh Salih al-Sahimi, Shaykh Muhammad bin Hadi, Shaykh Ubaid, many mashayikh. They warned the Hajjah, they said, look, do not go with those people, because there is a lot of people, their bosses and vans and cab drivers, ziyara, 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 ziyara. If you hear this, what does it mean? Ziyara. visiting. Meanwhile, they take them to Sab'atu, I don't know what it is. Sab'atu Masajid, seven Masajid. You got to visit them because there's a lot of good reward in that. They take them, I don't know where, to this mountain. They take them away from the Masjid of the Prophet ﷺ. Spend all day. From a place to a place, they don't pray Dhuhr in there. And the Mashayikh, they said, that's not permissible. You don't go to this ziyarah. Rather, there is certain places that is permissible to visit. And there is a reward from them. Yazuru qabra qubura ahli al-baqiyah. You visit the graves in the graveyard called al-baqiyah. That's when some companions are buried in there. Okay? And that is still there. Al-baqiyah is the graveyard. وَيَزُورُ مَسْجِدْ قُبَى. If you're in Medina, yes, it's permissible to go and visit Masjid Quba and pray in there. وَيَزُورُ شُهَدَى أُحُدْ كَمَا كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَفْعَلْ وَهَذَا لَا يَصْدُقُ عَلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ شَدَّ الرِّحَالِ. Likewise, you visit the martyrs of Uhud, شُهَدَى أُحُدْ. You know the battle of Uhud. There is a mountain of Uhud, big mountain in there. And in the battle of Uhud took place right there at the feet. You can see the feet in the bottom. Right there at the base. Something in front of it. Right there in by. So you can go and visit there. There is a graveyard over there of Shuhada Uhud. As long as you apply the etiquette of visiting the graves. Not like that they go and kiss the walls. And people, they take some, they have little bags and take, what is it? Dirt. And put it on eBay later on. A'udhu billah. La ikhwan. Or people, they buy some dates right there by Shahada Uhud. They bring it back and put it somewhere. Don't eat it. Just looking at it. And when somebody come and visit, they give them one and say, you touch it, but make sure you put it back. It's barakah, barakah. You know barakah. La hawla, jahl. Ignorance. We used to go there, we get some dates, we eat them right there. Actually, people be looking at you like, how supposed to eat that? Supposed to do what? Now barakah, blessing. Yeah, blessing for my stomach. That's what it is. Yeah, subhanAllah. The Sheikh says, so these are the places you can visit. Remember, Al-Baqiyah, Masjid Quba, and Shuhada Uhud. That's it. But if you want to visit other places just as a tourist, it's okay. But you don't say, no, I'm going to go there because there is a reward for it. It's ibadah. No, it's not. Okay? Other than these places, you have some time, you want to go to this mountain, or you want to go to Uhud, you want to go beyond Uhud, you want to go to these palm trees, no problem, go. It's okay, it's like tourists, as a tourist, you want to explore. But to say, no, we got to go there, because if we don't go there, man, Hajj is not going to be right. No, actually, being in Medina has nothing to do with Hajj, period. But the ulama, they mentioned since a person already traveled to Mecca, you're in Saudi Arabia, inshallah, if you can go and visit the Masjid of the Prophet ﷺ, pray in it, and by their benefit and visit Masjid Quba and the like, mashallah, that's good. So those people who, they go with the intention, the Shaykh Rabi'a says, to visit the Masjid of the Prophet ﷺ, and while they're there, they visit the graveyard of Al-Baqi', Shuhada Uhud, and Masjid Quba. These people, he says, you cannot say that they travel with the intention to visit the Baqi'. No. قال أما أن يشد الرحال إلى مسجد قباء أو إلى شهداء أحد أو إلى قبر عبد القادر الجيلاني أو غيره فهذا ليس من دين الله في شيء وليس فيه نص لا من كتاب الله ولا من سنة رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام ولا من عمل صحابي واحد من الصحابة الكرام رضوان الله عليهم. قال هذه وقفة عند هذا الكلام من هذا الإمام رحمه الله. شيخ ربيع حفظه تعالى says, now as opposed to those who they travel with the intention to visit Masjid Quba or they travel with the intention to, especially they go in to visit Shuhada Uhud or Qabr Abd al-Qadir al-Jailani or other than them, this is not from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no text to support this. Somebody says, look, I'm having intention to visit Masjid Quba. No, there is no text. The text is about the Masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And while a person is in Medina, yes, they can visit Masjid Quba. Okay? The Shaykh said, there is no text from the Book of Allah, nor from the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you don't find the action, not even of one companion from the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that did this. And then the Shaykh says, we just want to stop at this statement and this statement of this Imam, rahimahullah, and to clarify this, okay? The Shaykh earlier, because he says, because the Khurafiyun, that's the Sufis, they may take this as a proof and use it to support their dalalat. They're like, look, you're talking to us, here is one of your Imam. Salafi Imam, he says he's traveling to visit the grave. Shaykh, he says, no. He's a great imam, yes, indeed, but we don't follow anything that the people say. We follow the texts. Okay, we follow the texts of the Quran and the Sunnah, and that was the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثم قال شيخ ربيع قال رحمه الله أيصابوني سألني إخواني في الدين أن أجمع لهم فصولا في أصول الدين. Now the Shaykh Rabi'i is going to begin to, he's still explaining the statements of Al-Imam al-Sabuni. Shaykh Rabi'i, he mentioned this portion that Imam al-Sabuni, when he mentioned his introduction, the reason why he wrote this book, he said, my brothers in the deen, in the religion, they asked me to gather and compile for them chapters in Usul al-Din, in the fundamental principles of the religion. Okay? So the Shaykh Rabi is going to explain this statement. قال حفظه الله كثيرا ما يسأل بعض الناس أئمة الإسلام أن يبين لهم أصول دينهم. He said, this is not the first time some Muslims ask an imam, a sheikh, a great scholar, to write for them in a way that they will learn and know the principles of the deen. قال هذا ابن تيمية رحمه الله. He gave an example. ابن تيمية رحمه الله سأله أهل واسط فألف لهم الواسطية. He gave an example of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. He has a book called Al-Aqidah Al-Wasitiyyah. Now we have here Aqidah al-Salaf al-Salih, Ashab al-Hadith. And the reason why Imam al-Sabuni compile and write and gather these principles of Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, because he was asked. Some people says, you Imam, make clear to us what is the principles, what is the fundamental principles of As-Salaf As-Salih in Aqidah. They don't want to follow anything else. He says, Imam Ibn Taymiyyah, Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, likewise, Al-Aqidah Al-Wasitiyyah, actually, Shaykh al-Islam, there is a reason, the same reason. There was a qadi, a judge from Wasit in Iraq, this place called Wasit. That's why it's called Al-Wasitiyyah, because of the place. This man came to Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah and said to him, ya Imam, because at that time there was a lot of bid'ah, ash'ari'ah, wal-mu'tazilah, wal-khurafat, many deviations and bid'ah and innovations. This qadi, he came to Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah and he said to him, we want you to write for us the aqidah of al-Salaf, aqidah sahihah, the correct creed, sound creed of the Salaf. At first, the ulama, they mentioned that Shaykh al-Islam told him, there is no need for me to write you anything. We have so many books. Take any of the books of the ulama that are available. There's so many books. People before me, they wrote many books on the aqidah of the Salaf. Take one of them. لكن هذا القاضي ألح. Says, but this judge, he didn't say, oh, jazakallah khairan, oh, and he said, la, I want one from you. And he was consistent and persistent. And finally, Shaykh al-Islam agreed. And they say he wrote that in one sitting between Asr and Maghrib. from his mind, from his memory, rahimahullah. That's why they call him Shaykh al-Islam. Likewise, جاءه سؤال من حمات فألف لهم العقيدة الحموية. There is another very important book in عقيدة, العقيدة الحموية, of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah كذلك. Because a question came to him from a place called Hamat. They want the same thing. They want the Aqidah. They want to know the Aqidah of the Salaf. He wrote that. And there is so many other books. When you find the ulama, they were asked and they wrote Aqaid, Aqidah of the Salaf, based on, as an answer to the question of some other people. قال وهكذا يشعر الناس بالحاجة لبيان عقيدة السلف. شيخ ربيع حفظه تعالى said, but those who wants good and Allah wants good for them, they understand the need and the importance of the عقيدة of the سلف has to be made clear to the people. لأنه انتشرت العقيدة الأشعرية والعقائد الصوفية وانتشرت فتن. Said why? Because in their time, as in our time as well. Because in their time, wicked beliefs and creeds, they were spread, like the creed of the Ash'ari, Sufis, fitan, trials, tribulations. فيوفق الله بعد الناس أن يتلمسوا بيان العقيدة من الأكفاء فيسألون الأئمة الذين هم أكفاء لبيان هذه العقيدة فيقومون بهذا الواجب. So Allah, he says, in the midst of these trials, innovations, Ash'ari, Sufiya, Mu'tazila, Jahmiya, name it. And, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give tawfiq to some people who they go to the ulama, the great imams of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, those who are upon the manhaj of As-Salaf As-Salih, and they ask them to write, to compile in a work that explains and made clear the aqidat as-salaf. And then those ulama, Ridwanullah alayhim, they act upon that and they fulfill this, because it's an obligation upon the ulama to make clear to the people. It's an obligation upon the people of knowledge to make clear to the people that which is they is supposed to know from the aqidah as-sahihah. قال رحمه الله أن أجمع لهم فصولا في أصول الدين, يعني في العقيدة التي استمسك بها الذين مضوا من أئمة الدين. الإمام الصابوني, he says, so some of my brothers in the deen, they ask me and they request that I will gather for them chapters in the fundamental principles of the deen. Sheikh Rabi' says, meaning in the عقيدة, in the creed. Which one? What fundamental principles? الإمام الصابوني says, those fundamental principles that those who came before us from the imma of the religion, they hold on firm to. They were upon and they hold on firm to. Now listen, pay attention now to the explanation of Shaykh Rabi'a, Hafidhahu ta'ala, قال, انظروا هذا الرب. Says, pay attention now to the condition. Pay attention to what these people say. They didn't just say, look, write anything to us. ما قالوا نريد رأيك. They didn't come to this great Imam al-Sabun, he said, what is your opinion? And you know, there's so many creed, what is your opinion? They didn't say that. وَإِنَّمَا قَالُوا بَيِّنْ لَنَا الْعَقِيدَ الَّتِي مَدَى عَلَيْهَا سَلَفُنَا. SubhanAllah. But rather, look, this is the question too is very important. Not any questions. Some questions are very beneficial. These people, they didn't come to Imam al-Sabun and says, write to us your opinion. No, they says, write to us the aqidah that our salaf, the a'imma of the deen they were upon. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله تعالى وهو سينقل النصوص التي كان يحتج بها السلف وأقوالهم في بيان هذه النصوص من القرآن والسنة ومواقفهم ممن خالف هذه النصوص يبين لهم هذا. الشيخ ربيع says, وهو يعني الإمام الصابوني, Imam al-Sabuni, he will bring texts in this book where he writes to them in this Aqidah, the text that the Salaf, they used to use as a proof in their statements. And these texts are from the Quran, from the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And likewise, he will mention the mawaqif, the position of a Salaf against those who oppose these texts of the Quran and the Sunnah. He made clear this to them. قال فالسؤال مضبوط. Sheikh Rabi'i says the question was very accurate. It was not just any question. No, these people, they know what they want. They were very accurate. They know what they want. What is that question again? أن أجمع لهم فصولا في أصول الدين التي استمسك بها الذين مضوا من أئمة الدين وعلماء المسلمين والسلف الصالحين. هكذا السؤال. The Sheikh says, look, what they want. They want from this great Imam who's upon the Aqidah of the Salaf, his manhaj is the manhaj of al-Salaf al-Salih, they want him to gather and compile for them chapters in the Usul al-Din, in the Aqidah. Not any Aqidah. They said to him, you, this, the Aqidah that those who passed from the A'imma of this Deen and the great scholars of the Muslimin from al-Salaf al-Salihin, they hold on to and they were upon. Then the Shaykh says, this how the question should be asked. Now. So in summary, I'll try to give you a summary to what we talk about in brief in tonight's class from the explanation of Aqidat Salaf Ashab al-Hadith by our beloved Shaykh Al-Allama Al-Doktor Al-Ustad Rabi' Ibn Hadi Umair Al-Madkhali Hafidahullah, that the Shaykh, he made clear the statement of Al-Imam Al-Sabuni Rahimahullahu Ta'ala when he is a mistake, Shaykh Rabi' said is a mistake on his part when he mentioned that while he was traveling to visit the grave of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and that is not from our deen to travel to visit the grave, any grave, including the grave of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But rather, the texts are clear that the Muslims, they travel to visit the masjid of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not his grave, the masjid. And once they're there, they can give salam to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to Abu Bakr and to Umar radiallahu anhumah. And also, it's permissible, it's okay for them to visit the graves of the companions that they are at Al-Baqiyah. And they are not only the companions. This Baqiyah, a big portion of it, they still bury the people. Anybody who died there, they bury them in Al-Baqiyah. And that the purpose of that is that it reminds us of the hereafter. And that Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Al-Salaf al-Salih, their hearts are not attached to the graves. Rather, this is from the dalalat and the misguidance and the falsehood that some people are upon among the Sufis and the Rawafid and whoever followed them upon that falsehood. They're the ones that attach themselves and their hearts to the graves of their mashayikh and the graves of others. And also when they travel with the intention to visit the grave of the Prophet ﷺ, and they spend a lot of time camping by his grave until they are kicked away for their good benefits. They just don't know. But the minhaj of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah is that we're not attached to the graves. Rather, we are attached to that which the Prophet ﷺ left for us. His seerah, the aqidah, the companions they were upon, the great actions that they were upon and they left for us, because they are our example to be followed. They are the example that we should follow. So the Shaykh, he says, whatever the case is, this is one of the imams of the Muslims, and he was upon the aqidah of the Salaf, the manhaj of the Salaf, and even if he made that mistake, we do not follow him on that. Rather, what sense we think good about him and his alim, he knows the sunnah, that what he intended actually is the message of the Prophet ﷺ, even though his tongue has said something else. And likewise, we began to read to you the explanation of the reason why Imam al-Sabuni has compiled this book, because some Muslims who he met, they request from him to write or to compile chapters, that in those chapters he will make clear to them the aqidah of al-Salaf al-Salih, the companions, tabi'een, and the a'imma of the deen that they passed. And this is very important, because we should learn the aqidah of the Salaf. And we made it clear, especially in a time when there is so many Sufis. And this applies on us, by the way. When you look at the conditions of so many masajid in the area, you're not a Sufis, Mubtadi'a, Tablighis, Juhal, Shia, Rawafid. And they claim that they are upon Islam, and they call to that this is Islam. Now we have to learn the aqidah of the Salaf. And we made clear to the people the aqidah of the Salaf. Start with our family members. You're a Salafi. SubhanAllah, sometimes we hear a brother, he's the only Salafi in his family, and his family are Muslims. But they Sufis. They this, Ahbash. Are you making some efforts to try to bring them to the masjid, alhamdulillah? Invite them. Give them a book as a gift. Follow the means, as for the tawfiq is for Allah alone. We continue, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum, jazakumullah khairan, wa jazaa Shaykh Hafidhahullah ta'ala khair al-jazaa, wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.